I'd like to thank everybody who has expressed interest in this Giganotus Rex series. I've had a lot of fun writing the series. The Wrath of Giganotus Rex is the one I'm focusing mostly on right now. That's the first book inside of the series. And I was telling my wife the other day that I can't wait to be able to share with you the stories behind the stories. I feel like that, man, in my opinion, those are worthy of a book inside of themselves. Maybe even more interesting than books. I don't know, because of all the labor I had to put into developing these books. But I'm going to talk to you a little bit about my inspiration behind even writing these books. Now, if you know me, you know that I am a big fan of the Godzilla series. And to many people, that might sound like it's sort of infantile, it's kind of immature or whatever. I mean, you're probably right. I'm going to concede that point altogether. But I've always been a fan of giant monsters, of dinosaurs, of things of that sort. And the Giganotus Rex series is a fruit of my love for that genre and my love for the Godzilla movies, particularly the Godzilla movies, the Gamera movies, the Ultraman shows and movies. I have a love for that genre in general. But one day, this is a while ago, I took some time to reflect on that. How, you know, I'm asking myself, is this just like a nostalgic boyhood sort of love that I have for these movies, for particularly the Godzilla franchise? And I would say I'll say the Gamera franchise as well. Or is this something deeper? I thought about it and I thought about it. I thought about things that I like about those creatures. You know, like I said before, that dinosaurs in some sense or another. I know some people would say, no, they're not dinosaurs. Godzilla particularly looks like a giant dinosaur. It looks in many respects like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. And so it had that appeal to me. But then I thought more deeply about it, especially as I came to know more of the Godzilla movies and came to see all of them. And the fascinating thing about it all is that I did find there is a deeper reason as to why I think that I like those movies and why I think that other people like those movies. And myself, I came to a knowledge of those movies through some of the cheesier Godzilla films, the ones in the Showa era, where Godzilla fights bad guy monsters. And yes, bad guy monsters specifically. We're talking about Godzilla versus Megalon, Godzilla versus Gigan, Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, Terror of Mechagodzilla. And I think about these movies, and as a child, you just absolutely eat these up. Partly because, again, you see the dinosaur fighting, but then on the same token, there's something bigger going on in our minds and in our hearts as well. And I truly believe that. That being that I truly believe that inside of us, that we want to believe that there's something out there bigger than us, watching after us, that is bigger than all of our problems, that's more powerful than any opposing force, than any oppressor, than anybody who might hurt us, than anything that might hurt us, than any circumstance we might encounter. And as I would watch these movies as a child, I saw that as being Godzilla. That's how I saw it. And then when I think about when I start to become familiar with some of the oldest Godzilla movies, the oldest one particularly, the one that was made in 1954, I was thinking about, it kind of shocked me to tell the truth. And I had to justify my mind. Why is it that Godzilla is destroying the city? He's supposed to be the good guy, and yet he's fighting with the humans. And that's one of the fascinating things within that series, is that we see this dichotomy. Godzilla can sometimes be a good guy, and he can sometimes be a bad guy. But then, as a fan of the series over time, you start to actually enjoy that and to like it. And I don't think that's just a wanton desire for gratuitous destruction and gratuitous death, but rather there's a message behind those movies that mankind had created injustice, had committed injustice against Godzilla, because prior to his fire-breathing, his atomic breath-breathing, nuclear lizard sort of days, that prior to that he was actually a normal creature. And when I think about that, that Godzilla is exacting justice upon mankind in those movies where he destroys cities. And actually, probably the most inspirational Godzilla movie for the Giganotus Rex series was Shin Godzilla. I had Giganotus Rex in my mind before Shin Godzilla, but Shin Godzilla solidified in my mind of what direction I was going to take Giganotus Rex and how I was going to do it, because Shin Godzilla was a darker movie, definitely had some political undertones to it, and That Godzilla, in many respects, was casting judgment upon this city, and he was viewed as being a god within the movie. They even refer to him as a living god within the movie. And then, as I think even deeper into my reasons for liking the Godzilla series, I actually think about that directly as a Christian. I believe that God is both our savior, he's our protector, he's bigger than any problem that we can possibly have, and therefore he can overcome any problem that we have. But on the other hand, God is just, God is the judge, and that God does bring judgment upon mankind. And when I look at the Godzilla series, you get both of those dimensions to the character. And so what we can do when we look at those movies is that we can look at them and say that, you know, there's something bigger going on right here. That you can make a connection very similar to what C.S. Lewis did with the character Aslan in the Chronicles of Narnia. He was able to actually communicate characteristics of God through that lion character, Aslan. And mind you, Japan did not intentionally do that through Godzilla. I'm not saying that they did, but what am I doing? I'm trying to do the sort of Chronicles of Narnia thing with the character Giganotus Rex, that there's something bigger to Giganotus Rex than merely being a fire-breathing monster that destroys cities. Rather, there's something more sophisticated in his story. There is a reason behind the destruction that he brings, and there's a reason behind the protection that he provides. So I want you to check out The Wrath of Giganotus Rex. Learn for yourself about this dichotomy. Learn about these dynamics of the character Giganotus Rex himself. And I would encourage you there then afterwards to check out the other Giganotus Rex books. I got four right now. There's The Wrath of Giganotus Rex. There is Giganotus Rex, The Battle of Midland. There's Giganotus Rex, The Orphans of Eden. And Giganotus Rex, Fallen Angels. And hopefully soon I'll have a fifth one out inside of the series. You can find the books at williamhsing.com. You can find links there. Now they're ultimately going to take you to amazon.com. That is where they are available. If you want to look directly on Amazon.com, just type in Bill Tseng. The last name is spelled Seng. They should pop up for you. You can read them. You can enjoy them. They're for the whole family, in my opinion. There is a little bit of carnage inside of them, and sometimes the characters aren't exactly nice to each other. There are good guys and there are bad guys. Not a lot of fighting amongst the people, mostly between the people and the monsters. And so there's not a lot of people on people violence, but rather monsters casting judgment upon the cities, I guess I'll leave it. I appreciate your interest in Giganotus Rex, and I appreciate you checking out the Giganotus Rex series.